AP News, is anything good happening today? Anything at all? Christ was risen yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, but like a while ago, but it happened yesterday on the day of the yesterday. That's cool. New NDP leader is nice. I've heard that. There's the whole moon thing. That's pretty cool. The moon is cool, in my opinion. Live feed. NASA Artemis 2 kicks off trip around the moon. That is the moon, yeah.
And I know Jenny wants to get to you with some topics, so I'll leave you with Oriental is 3.8 billion years old.
That new shot of Earth from Artemis 2 is so beautiful, makes you appreciate the planet more? No, it's very pretty. It's very pretty, for sure. Absolutely. Looks a little bit dustier in the new picture, but I'm pretty sure that's just photo settings. I don't think that the Earth has dulled like unpolished glass over the past couple decades. That's the night side? Gotcha. Pollution? No, it's not pollution. Got the MCU editing? That's fucking true. That could actually be CO2 haze. I really don't think it's that. I think it's just how the sun was shining and the photo settings and so on. You've seen how different people can look in different camera settings, lighting, whatever else. You can see the aurora. You can see the aurora borealis down here. Look at that. Well, you can see them on both sides. Isn't that gorgeous? It's crazy. Why does that shit even happen? Magic? Who knows? The original picture of the moon was color boosted. Well, this is the Earth, not the moon. But yeah, I understand your point. It's a photo illuminated with the moon. You can see stars and city lights indicating that it's night. Ah, yeah. No, you're completely correct. This is the night side of the Earth. Because you can see the lights over here in Australia, Melbourne and Sydney and such, right? This is Australia? Is it? No. Yes? That's Africa? That's Africa. Okay. I'm trying to orient it in my mind. Where? That's North Africa? Okay. Well, that would explain why it's all deserty. Spain in the bottom left? Ah, yes, because it's not rotated. Yes, yes. Well, the original photo here was not rotated. They just cropped and rotated it, you know, which I think makes it worse. Everyone wants North to be up. North doesn't have to be up. North doesn't have to be up at all. I'm rotating the orb in my mind right now. Yeah, okay. The South, the Aurora, Australia. Yeah, okay. They were playing Chapel Roan at some point. Overwhelming cultural victory for queer people. Pink Pony Club is a very good song. I'm sure I've heard it. I just don't know it. Oh, this is a new photo of the moon? Well, I don't think the moon looks quite like this, does it? What editing business has been done here? Why is it so colorful? Gay? For Pride Month? Okay. I believe it. It looks like an oil slick all over the depressions in the moon. Okay, here's an actual... The Artemis 2 crew are the first to ever see the far side of the moon with human eyes. That is crazy. Because the moon's tidally locked, right? Which means that we never see the far side of the moon. It's just been seen by satellites. Maybe satellites. You know, whatever else. It's the first time humans have seen it. That's really cool. Very neat. First to see the entire far side of the moon with their eyes. Ah, okay. Semantics. What matters is that it looks nice, okay? This feels inappropriate because we're seeing the moon's butt. I understand. You heard about the Joplin, Missouri tornado? Wait, MO is Missouri, right? It's not one of the states I think about that often. Yes? Okay, just making sure it's not Montana. Around 150 dead? 150 dead from a tornado. That is a remarkably high death count. Are you sure you don't mean 150 casualties? That was in 2011? Then why is it being brought up right now? I'm just seeing results from 2011. Why are we talking about it then? Joplin was 2011. Okay, why did it get brought up? Okay, thank you for the information. A plane just hit the Twin Towers? Holy shit. You see this cool photo from the launch? I did not see this. That is very cool. I love how liquid the fire looks, you know? Oh, that is very pretty. Saturated color view. It's like a relief map. We landed on the moon. I don't think we're landing on it this time. I could be wrong. I haven't been paying much attention. That sounds expensive. I don't know if we've got the budget for that right now. Just a flyby? Eh, it's still cool. Still cool. Doing a little U-turn. We're landing in 2028? Really? Okay. We'll see if we still have a country by then. I hope we do. It'd be cool. It would be nice. Check out this funny Artemis 2 clip. Sure.
Reid Wiseman and Jeremy Hansen will be up first to capture imagery and record audio on the portable computing devices. You hear those referred to as PCDs, while Victor and Christina serve as the support members. The crew will switch.
You're right. That was funny in a surreal kind of way. No, I agree. That was funny. That was, I like that. Yeah. How do you feel about the fact that NASA has plans to build a base and have people there nonstop through the 2030s? I'm not against space colonization at all. Potentially, it could be used to improve the lives of humans tremendously. I just think that right now, we're even if we were able to extract benefits from the cosmos, I don't really think it would be doing much for humanity right now. We could get unlimited resources from asteroid mining, even if we figured out the logistics, we could just get whatever we wanted, and still somehow you would not be able to afford to pay your college tuition. The way things are arranged right now, I really don't think there's much of a relationship between material scarcity and your quality of living. There is some relationship, I just don't think there's much of one. Into colonization confirmed. You know, I will say, I don't like the term colonization when referring to space. Colonization on Earth has basically always been the replacement of the native population. It's been a violent process where you establish a settlement after displacing the native inhabitants. Not always, but usually. Whereas in this case, the cosmos are ripe for the taking. There's no life out there, at least not nearby. So we're not really harming anyone. Space exploration, space expansion, you know, there's other terms. Colonization, though, that's a very negative term to me. Settlement works, yeah. Isn't colonizing just a fancy way of saying development? Well, it's just the connotation, that's all. It's just the connotation, you know? Frontiering, yeah. Domain expansion, JJK reference. Now, here's an explanation of the coloring. Simple glance, we see it as gray. With the right lens, its entire palette appears blue from titanium, orange from ancient rocks, and more iron on the far side. Okay, that's cool. Okay, that's what it's doing then. It's the fuller color spectrum. I didn't know if it was a fuller color spectrum photo or if it was somebody digitally editing the photo to have color where it doesn't. That was something that I didn't understand for a long time. When you see those photos of, like, galactic nebula, they are colored differently from how we would look at them, but oftentimes they're not artificially colored. It's just the camera sees wavelengths of light that we can't. So it's using human readable colors as a replacement. They're essentially compressing, or I should say, expanding the visible color spectrum to the width of the range of the camera's sensors. So it's not how we would see it, but it is a real interpretation of how it looks. It's not just an artist painting over it, you know? Though the decision on how to interpret the colors is, of course, an artistic choice to an extent, but, you know. Recent picture of Jupiter? Well, show me then. Yeah, I saw the discourse about these photos that, like, the guy has aura looking down at Earth, but the lady is like, oh man, women always do be taking selfies, am I right, fellas? Or something? I saw the discourse, yeah. Phenomenal photos, by the way. Compositionally, the woman's photo is much better. The upward tilt, very uncommon angle from which to photograph a human, by the way, like from the underside with the extended chin. It's like, it's actually like rare to see a photo of a person like this. It looks very, it's very emotional. It's very aspirational. No, it's like she's reaching back towards the earth. It's very beautiful. The hair too. Yeah, no, the hair too as well. Here, Jupiter's Juno orbiter delivers spectacular new photos of Jupiter. It does kind of make me wish that humans could see in a broader color spectrum. That would be kind of cool. You know, bees can see in ultraviolet. There are multiple species that can see infrared to an extent. It would be nice to be able to look up at Jupiter and see this. It wouldn't look exactly like this, of course, but it would, you know, be interesting, I think. Be kind of cool. Keep going down. It won't let me scroll down for some reason. Oh, you mean back down in the main page. I see. Yeah, look at that. I'd hang this on my wall. That's very beautiful. I'm thankful for the beauty we can see regardless. It is true. We are, among all the species on Earth, uniquely capable of appreciating beauty. There's no other species we know of that can look at a painting of a white square on a white background and go, damn, I need to quit drinking. That's a uniquely human experience. Chimpanzees make pilgrimages to waterfalls. Okay, let's not anthropomorphize too much. This is a degree of or anthrocentrism is permissible, okay? We do in fact have unique brains. Elephant's paint? Yes, and it's beautiful. You know, the core of Jupiter is made of liquid metallic hydrogen. Yeah. I've played Outer Wilds, okay? I've gone to the core. Thank you. I did the thing with the jellyfish. Have you seen the Falling into Jupiter simulation video? I don't believe that I have, no. I mean, wouldn't the actual simulation be like, you fucking die, mostly? The pressure isn't high enough inside? Well, eventually it would be, right? Yeah, the idea of looking out at an infinite cloudy horizon that's larger, like you would be able to see so far in between the layers of cloud when you were in layers where the transparent gases had precipitated or whatever, maybe not precipitated, like layered out, and you can see a horizon like an infinite expanse because the size of Jupiter means that the horizon permits you a farther view than it would on Earth. It sounds nightmarish. I wouldn't like it. I would not enjoy that. I got scared playing Outer Wilds on stream. If you watch my old Outer Wilds playthrough, you can see I'm petrified of both the eye. Well, I don't want to spoil anything. I guess me saying that didn't really spoil much. You should play Outer Wilds if you haven't already. But I was petrified of, let's say, the larger celestial bodies that I had to enter. You should play Outer Wilds. If you haven't played Outer Wilds, you're kind of desold, in my opinion. Your special suit allows you to see in the darkness and descend deeper. And this is, I assume, the liquid mantle? Well, you'd be dead by now. I mean, yeah, the pressure that could liquefy hydrogen would certainly turn you into a little red ball. Play a VR mod of Outer Wilds, it's intense. I legitimately would rather die than do that. After a long time, you'd finally reach the core. This is the type of shit that Dr. Manhattan was doing for a while after he left Earth, you know? I've walked the surface of the sun. He was, like, holding his breath to walk around on the surface of the core of Jupiter. That'd be crazy. And he lost his humanity. I would also not care that much about my ex after walking on the core of Jupiter. Yeah. Not to suggest that I'm built different or anything. I also would feel... I think it was miraculous that she was able to bring him back to humanity after he had done that. Because if I had walked on the surface of the sun, you could not get me to give a shit about any of that anymore. I'd be gone mentally. Yeah. You're the child of, you're the comedian, your mom. They didn't like each other, but you had, okay, yeah, all right. I'm going to go, I don't know, hurdle myself into the core of the sun. I need your input on the government asking for public input on big board banks and the word that, okay, hold on one second. So you're very interested in getting me to read this. The problem is the thing that you want me to read is a Federal Reserve form proposal, which sounds really boring, and I don't have the education necessary to parse the information contained therein. So I guess my position on this is, didn't read all that Free Palestine. Read it, you coward. I'm not arrogant enough to believe, oh, it's a petition for public comment? I'm not writing a public comment. They're going to arrest me or something. I don't know. The whole submission? Oh, no, fuck this. Please, it's really important. There's lots of stuff that's really important, honey. There are 16 pages of proposals to comment on. Okay. It's only 3 pages? This isn't how this works. It's not how it works. Get started, sir, but you told us to read? Okay, then I'm going to read what I care about, motherfucker. 3rd of May, Bistritz. Left Munich at 8:35 p.m. on the 1st of May, arriving at Vienna early next morning. Should have arrived at 6:46, but train was an hour late. Budapest seems a wonderful place from the glimpse which I got of it from the train and the little I could walk through the streets. I feared to go very far from the station as we had arrived late and would start as near the correct time as possible. The impression I had was that we were leaving the west and entering the east, the most western of splendid bridges above the Danube, which is here of noble width and depth, took us among the traditions of Turkish rule. We left in pretty good time and came after nightfall to Klausenburg. Here I stopped for the night at the Hotel Royal. I had for dinner, or rather supper, a chicken done up some way with red pepper, which was very good but thirsty. Memory, get recipe for Mina. I asked the waiter, and he said it was called paprika Händel, and that it was a national dish, and I should be able to get it anywhere among the Carpathians. I found my smattering of German very useful here. Indeed, I don't know how I should have been able to get on without it. Is that enough? Have we read enough? Was that enough? That's a very weird Federal Reserve proposal. Oh, you're right. You're right. That was very uncommon. But I promise I will write a comment off stream. Dracula's good, actually. I wouldn't know. I haven't read it. I assume it's good. It did kind of like, you know, spawn an entire archetype. What were we reading? That was the opening of Dracula. Bram Stoker's. Dick Stoker's Dracula. Oh, no spoilers. No spoilers in the book. Thank you for at least taking a look at it. Don't break my heart. I don't know if you were here earlier, but I skipped around through a 3-minute TikTok video because I didn't want to sit still watching that whole thing. Here.